Cannon's passion for defending the taxpayers' interests. So, as Chair Kenny mentioned, I'm Jordan Cattleman. Probably seen my face around over the last couple of years. I've been in the audit, so hopefully I'm stable at this point. But this year we have some new additions. So we have Nate here. He has joined our office within the last year, but he has some good experience at various different state agencies and things like that. So I think he's going to bring a lot of good expertise to the team. So we're excited to have him. And then we'll have various different staff coming on as well. And we have Zach King as well as one of our staff that we know for sure be on, but we anticipate some additional people coming in. But I do want to give a big thanks to Chair Handy and Director Evans for working closely with us in developing this audit plan. They've been very cooperative and we appreciate their help and thoughtful insights. A lot of this year's focus is really getting back onto the issues that we've kind of highlighted over the last few years, particularly with the accounting system and making sure that that is all those issues are ironed out. And so that will probably be the primary focus. We've seen some big improvement in previous years, but we are going to make sure that we keep hitting this thing until it's done. And I know that management and the commission have expressed that same desire as well. So that will be the primary focus of the audit. We have a few follow-up items related to package agency oversight on some of the findings we had as well. And then a couple other things that were just kind of side notes that were brought up of, hey, we want to start looking forward if we have the capacity. So some things with some trend analyses. We do really want to focus on staffing. I know that's been a big priority of Auditor Ken, is making sure that we have qualified financial staff to be able to address these kind of administrative things. And then also looking at inventory practices and controls. So that's kind of the high level on there. I think you all have the plan up in front of you in there. But that's really our priority, and we really appreciate all the help that we've had, and we're very excited to get moving again to help get these issues resolved.
Thank you very much, Jordan and Nate. I recall very clearly when we were in Ogden last April, and you had the findings, and there were 9 findings. And we as the commission have, with the staff, studied those findings and provided support and encouragement to the staff. And of course, we had a change in executive director since that time. And we have on our, in our folders, our electronic folders, a dashboard to see the progress of the progress of that. And we look at that on a monthly basis at least, and more frequently as we need to. And speaking just for me, and we'll let the other commissioners mention anything, that we appreciate the progress, Director Evans, that you and your staff are making. And we look forward to this audit. We look forward to this assistance that the State Auditor's Office will provide the department. Do any of the commissioners have any comments or questions regarding this audit? We're going to take a vote here to approve the audit plan. Commissioner Tuohy, thank you.
Yeah. I did have a question, Jordan, maybe you could respond to this. For those who haven't been through an audit from the State Auditor's Office before, we just had an audit completed by the Office of...
The Legislative Auditor.
Okay, Auditor General, thank you. A lot of audits here. Can you explain to the Commission and the public how you might take those findings into account, or not at all, or if it's related or separate, just anything that you might want to share about any coordination or data sharing that might go on between those offices?
Yeah, absolutely. And so we don't work super closely with legislative auditors. We have been in contact with them. So last year when we started our audit, they were going through it. So we had a meeting with them to just kind of not be duplicating efforts in a lot of ways. So we have been in contact with them. We have reviewed that report. We may take some things into account, but we are essentially forging our own path on this, focusing on kind of the key issues that we have. And really, the legislative auditors didn't focus on the system, which is our main priority. And so that's really the areas that we're going to be hitting on. So I don't think there'll be a lot of duplication.
Okay, thank you.
It's an excellent question, Commissioner, for all of us to understand, for the public to understand as well. Other questions from commissioners? Director Evans has a question, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
No question. I just want to go on the record and thank the State Auditor's Office. There's a lot of care and professionalism that I've seen from your team over the last year in my previous role and now in this role. I just want to also say that we commit to partnering with you and working to make DAPS better. So thank you, and I'll let the Commission do their job and vote.
Thank you, Director Evans.
Thank you for those comments, Director. I'm told that now those online cannot hear us.
Can they hear us?
Joe says no, they can't hear us. So we'll, since we're not proficient in sign language, you'll have to do the best you can. Maybe some of you are. Could you? Anyway, I'd like to entertain a motion now that we approve the proposed fiscal year 2026 internal audit plan.
Mr. Chair, I would like to make that motion that we approve that FY26 audit plan as proposed by the State Auditor.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. A second, please.
Second.
Commissioner Connolly, a second, please. Further discussion, commissioners? Seeing none, I'll place the motion that we do approve the proposed fiscal year 2026 audit, internal audit plan from the State Auditor's Office. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Those online, thumbs up. You know what's going on around here.
Right.
So thank you very much, Jordan and Nate and Zach. Thank you very much. So we'll let you get on with your work or hang out here with us if you'd like to. You're not staying?
I know.
Work to do.
All right, now we will move to item number 5, our Parents Empowered update from Doug at Corricomi. Doug, the time is yours, sir.
Great. Thank you, Chair Handy. Good morning, Commissioners. Parents Empowered is Utah's statewide underage drinking prevention and media campaign. We also have a community education component to that. Our goal is to have every Utah child reach the age of 21 alcohol-free so they can have the best opportunity for a healthy brain and a bright future. The campaign is centered on research-backed strategies, targeted media outreach, and community mobilization to drive measurable change in parental and community attitudes to a no underage drinking norm. Our Parents Empowered Community Partnership Projects, or CPPs for short, are a great example of how we are working to build and strengthen a no underage drinking norm. We enable local communities and coalitions to custom create underage drinking prevention messages